We want to take a few minutes this morning to remember the man credited with helping create music festivals. George Wein, founder of the Newport Jazz and Folk Festivals, has died at the age of 95. In a 2015 interview for a Miles Davis compilation, Wein explained why he felt that festivals are important.
By bringing all these musicians together, the record people, the managers, the agents, and the artist families. I mean, it was a convention, and musicians could talk to each other. But they had fun. They could meet. They could mingle. And outdoors created that feeling.
Publicist Sue Eau worked with George Wein for more than 20 years, and she joins us to help look back on his legacy. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, first, I want to say condolences.
Thank you. Thank you. This was a shock.
Right. Well, let's put George Wein's career in context. He opened the jazz club Storyville in Boston in 1950. 4 years later, he organized the Newport Jazz Festival, which was unlike anything that had come before. Then it was the Newport Folk Festival, then the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I mean, I remember meeting you, Sue, at the Newport Festivals, and George Wein was a fixture there. How do you describe what his idea was of a successful festival?
A successful festival had all the top artists in the country performing there, but also it was a festival that made a little money, you know. And when I worked with him, we had sponsors, you know, and that contributed a lot because the festival, to put it up together, it was a very expensive project.
Yeah. Now, you started working with him in the 1980s, right?
Right, the late 1980s and in through the 2000s, and I handled the 50th anniversary in 2004. I was looking last night, I found the program from 1954 here. It's amazing. Saturday night, July 17, Stan Kenton, Lee Wiley, Oscar Peterson, Billie Holiday, and it all took place at the Newport Casino, where the Tennis Hall of Fame is in Newport, and they packed the place.
What was it like to work with him in the 80s onward at that point in his career? How would you describe it?
Well, he was a fascinating guy, you know, and we spent a lot of time running around Boston in his Mercedes, going to interviews and putting on big dinner parties in Boston for the media. It was an amazing thing to work with all these incredible artists all these years, you know. It'll never be the same without him either.
Yeah. And how would you describe his legacy?
Well, he was a monumental force. He was a key figure, really, in the story of American jazz. I mean, jazz was, you know, born here in the U.S. And Newport was a first. It was before Woodstock and before Bonnaroo and all the other festivals that exist now. George had such a passion for jazz. He knew exactly what to do. And it became a huge success very quickly.
Wein and his late wife also founded the George and Joyce Wein Collection of African American Art, which went on display at Boston University in 2019. How much of a part of his career was art?
Well, it was a huge part. They were probably next to Bill Cosby, the biggest collectors of African American art. And it was an amazing exhibit at BU. I remember I was working on that with them. You know, the other thing that's interesting is they were one of the early interracial couples that was well known, and they broke through huge barriers with just that. And also, you know, the first year, the African-American artists weren't allowed to stay at the hotels in Newport. So Joyce went around for the following years and rented places for them.
All right, Sue Eau Claire from Sue Eau Claire Productions. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.